Have you ever wondered why we call French fries French fries? Or why something is the greatest thing since sliced bread? There are answers to those questions. Everything Everywhere Daily is a podcast for curious people who want to learn more about the world around them. Every day, you'll learn something new about things you never knew you didn't know. Subjects include history, science, geography, mathematics, and culture. If you're a curious person and want to learn more about the world you live in, just subscribe to Everything Everywhere Daily wherever you cast your pod.
Oh, I'm still not sure I can survive my Trisha-related injuries from last week. Keep it together. You can do this. The following podcast is not real, but it is really sponsored by Utter Nonsense. Ever wondered what it's like to see your friend orgasm or take a poop? Reveal these mysteries and more with the Chicago-born party game Utter Nonsense, currently available at Target stores nationwide.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you're new to the podcast, this is essentially the backstory of what's going on. Over a half a year ago, I fell through a dimensional rift behind a Burger King in Chicago, and I fell into the magical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional portal, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in the Vermilion Minotaur, a tavern in the town of Hogsface in the world of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-hosts.
I am Yusuf.
Oh, wait, I gotta get out of here.
Wizard, no, come back here. I'm not going to... Come back.
Chunt, please.
Come back.
I'm Chunt. I'm a shapeshifter.
Usador.
I am Usador. Wizard of the... I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak.
Feline Zelig.
The dwarves know me as Zoranuk Stangis.
Hoobastank.
The vampires know me as Anthony Dawnwalker. The wedding planners
Dogwalker.
Know me as Dale Sprinklesleeves.
Sprinkles,
and the
please.
The gamblers of Taroth know me as... Johann Sebastian Buckaruck! And yes, there may be other names you do not know on any camp, and if you sit so
Biscuit
far away,
meniscus.
You shall never know them. Yea, even the bakers know me as Biscuit Meniscus.
Are you done?
Yes.
No.
What? That seemed to take longer than usual.
Well, it's going to get longer and longer the more you run away.
All right, well, I'll use that time to think. I'm still not sure... I feel like it's a cop-out to go back to Hoobastank, but there's no question that Feline Zelig is not working out. I will continue to ponder it.
Wow, that's some
episodes.
Great self-policing on your terrible jokes. Wow, okay. I'm impressed with you having some self-awareness
I'm really
for once.
Trying to...
Oh, it's a joke!
I think so. He said it's a joke, so I just take that at face value.
I thought you were just being rude.
That's probably a little bit of both. Probably a little bit of both. But how have you guys been? John, how have you been? What have you been up to?
Doing well, doing well. Choo Choo's Chow's getting off the ground.
That's right, the restaurant that you've started with Usador.
Yep. That we have started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just thought about, we wanted to start offering some deliveries, so we've been experimenting a little bit. We thought at first to maybe have Usador create some tiny horses to, like, drag the food to mm-hmm. people, so, like, they could, you know, run it out. Yeah. And then,
but then the food got dirty.
Yeah.
Sure.
So we decided to try, Usador got drunk and tried to make the food for a short time sort of come alive.
Oh, wow.
So that it could walk its, so it could walk itself.
Exactly.
And here I'll show you, I got a potato here, a spiced potato that we tried this on, and you can tell it's just sort of softly screaming.
Oh, God.
It's kind of a botched.
I've ever seen. It's not funny at all, Usador. That's depressing.
Look at it scream.
Oh, my
God. I can't wait to eat that potato.
No, I'm holding on to this one. This one's my friend.
I have to ask.
I call it gorgeous.
Chunt, I don't know that I necessarily want to know the answer to this, but I can already sense the emails that we're going to get asking this question because a high percentage of the emails we get are people just trying to figure out.
Can you
every,
have sex with a potato?
Yes, every obscure rule of your shape shifting. If you were to have sex with a sentient piece of food, what would happen?
I can honestly say I've never done that, mm-hmm. so I do not know. Do you want me to. No, this is my friend, Gorgeous. That gorgeous is, a potato is my friend.
Gorgeous.
Yeah,
seems
I call
like
it gorgeous.
Very
becoming.
This is already starting.
There's already something that's happening.
This is a direction that this is heading in.
No, there's nothing. It's not like that, guys. It's just I feel bad for this potato, and I want to have some positive reinforcement, so I call it gorgeous.
Look at it scream.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Chun's going to have pity sex with this spiced potato.
Probably, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? Enough of talking about the sentient potato.
It can hear you.
Oh, sorry.
I'll put it away.
All right. Fantastic. You know what? Well, let's get to our guest. I'm very excited to welcome. We have a tiny flying pig named Tanakin. Is that right?
Yeah, Tanakin. Hi, you guys.
Hey, Tantan.
Hey.
Hello, Tanakin.
Thanks so much for having me.
Can I call you Tantan?
Yeah, you can call me Tantan. That's pretty fun.
I just want to say, just for our listeners, just to paint a picture, you're kind of like what on my world we would call a micro pig, sort of.
Oh.
And you've got these sort of beautiful, sort of fluffy wings coming out of your back.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty adorable, I gotta say.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. Here I'm known as a pinglet. We're pretty rare here, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A pinglet?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they only live in a small village together in the southwest parts of Foon.
Wow.
Yes, very few of them left after the great Pinglet Dwarf Wars.
Oh, mm-hmm. No.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and not a lot of us leave. Yeah, you have that right, but I chose to. I wanted to see the city.
Oh, traveling. Wow. Wonderful. Wow.
Are you,
good for you.
Yeah. Are you new to Hogsfest?
Oh, brand new. This is amazing. Everything's so big. So many people. This is really exciting for me.
Wow, you're just a small town pinglet mm-hmm. in the big city.
Yeah.
Why are you smiling?
I don't know. It's like you're a pinglet in the city. It's just funny to me. People on Earth will think it's funny.
Yeah.
He always says that. We have no way of verifying it. I have my doubts.
So Pinglet, what is your life like in the southwest of Foon with your other Pinglet brethren?
Oh, I have so many brothers and sisters. We play, we fly, we giggle, we love to dance.
Oh, wow.
I'm a big fan of games. What are some, I play like Watertown with my dad. What are some Pinglet games? Like, can you teach us a Pinglet game?
Oh,
do you
sure.
know any like simple ones?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Do you have a small, like a very, very small sphere?
Small sphere?
I have a screaming potato, but that's more oval. Can you conjure a small sphere?
I would be happy to. Telephant. Telephant.
Oh.
Come, chain, falling cue.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, here you go.
Oh, my God.
Beautiful.
It's perfect. This is perfect. Okay, so I'm going to roll it to you, Arnie.
Okay.
And then you're going to choose who you want to roll it to.
Okay.
Look at her, you little snout.
Okay,
that's
great.
The cutest.
So I have.
It's like
now.
She's foraging for truffles.
Oh, well, and so now I just...
Use your snout, Arnold.
My snout?
Yes, use your snout.
Okay. Snout.
All right.
Play the game
Don't
correctly.
Rude. Look at this idiot.
Oh, wonderful. Excellent.
Two pigs playing a game.
What? Hey. Put on a little bit of weight.
And now, Chunt, I'll roll it to you.
Okay.
And I'll roll to Isidore.
And I shall set it aflame!
No. Okay, well, game over.
Wow, that's great.
I can make another one.
Well, since you missed it, you have to fly around the farm.
I have to fly around the farm. Oh.
Pinglet rules.
All right. Here I go.
Whoa! Holy cow. Wow.
Amazing.
This is fun!
Wow, that's the most magic I've seen out of Usador in a long time.
It's exhausting.
Can we, welcome to Hogsface, welcome to the Vermilion Minotaur.
Thank you, it's beautiful.
Thank you. I didn't build it, but thank you, I'll take ownership.
Can we get you a drink?
Yes, some food
exactly.
Or something? What do pinglets eat? I've known a few pinglets, but they're usually wild pinglets, and they usually run with like a herd of buffalo. They're kind of like buffalo wild pinglets.
Oh, right. Cousins. Those are cousins of mine. We don't see them much.
Gotcha.
They're very rowdy.
Can I get you anything?
Yes, actually, I would love a little bit of dewdrop.
Oh, yeah.
Just maybe like half a drop.
Bartender, some fresh water on a leaf again. Do it!
Oh, jeez.
Wow, thank you. Gosh, everyone's voices are so loud in
Blemish
the city.
Was giving me the stink eye.
So Pinglet,
yeah.
What made you want to come to the big city?
Well, it's kind of sad.
Oh.
Did your child die?
So much child death.
Sorry, I didn't. What's your story?
No, I don't have a dead child. That sounds very sad.
Yeah.
If you do. Maybe I can hear about it later and we can cry together. No, I'm here because we're being hunted.
What?
No.
Apparently people like to eat pinglets.
Oh.
My brothers and sisters and I are being hunted. Mm-hmm. And so I escaped.
That is terrible.
I've never eaten pinglet, but Arnie, I guess the best way I've heard it described is like the most delicious bacon you've ever had.
Hey.
The most, that's just how I've heard it described.
I will say on my world, people eat animals that are sort of similar to pinglets, and it's very good.
You should not eat a pinglet, though. It's a sentient being.
Yeah, that's true. And you
eat
know, on
a pig
my...
or a hog, that's fine.
Well, you know, they say the pigs and hogs are smarter than dogs, so...
Are dogs smart?
I mean, relatively.
Have you even seen a dog in food?
I haven't seen a dog
then
in food.
Shut up.
All right. Mm.
Can we help at all? Can we...
Yeah, I have a fund that I'm setting up to raise money to get all my brothers and sisters into the city so we can start living happy, fulfilling lives.
Yeah, of course. I have a friend who owns a little sort of hostel. It's made out of straw, so I don't know if that's ideal, but I'm sure a few of you could fit in there.
Sure. No, straw sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say, if you want to be safe, the pinglet should protect themselves in a house made of at least sticks.
You fools. There's but one option for these pinglets. I, Usador, shall find an abode for you made of the strongest brick so that you may be protected from wolves and hunters and all sorts of elements of nature. Elements such as Usador himself runs into this world by the birds that wish to save the world from the Dark Lord. I, Olive Foon, is in danger, and Usador must gather his forces together to fight the Dark Lord. Only he can save us all. Yes, I'm referring to myself in the third person now, but so be it if that's what it takes to defeat the Dark Lord.
That sounds nice.
Yes.
Oh, here's your half a dewdrop.
Oh, thank you.
I have to say, when you drink, it's the cutest. I mean, I don't mean to be condescending. It's the most adorable thing I've ever
heard. Oh, yes. That's so nice.
It's very cute, and I say that with all the respect of a wizard.
Wow, thank you so much. Everyone in the city is so nice.
Oh, it's our place. Oh, here, let me. You look. I know there's a bit of a draft going on. I'm just going to wrap you in this blanket.
Oh, right.
I know. So I wrap you up in this blanket.
Arnold,
is that warm? Is that good?
Thank you. Oh.
Arnold, I think Judd may be trying to lay some game here.
I don't know.
Can you loosen it a little? My wings feel a little...
Oh, yeah, too... Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't want to make you too
he's
tight.
He's got that potato and a pinglet. I don't know what he's up
so
to
what,
right now.
I'm so sorry. What was hunting you? What's hunting you?
Oh, witches.
Witches?
Oh,
no.
Mm-hmm. Witches.
We call them bitches.
Yeah,
what?
We do, too.
Does bitches mean the same thing in Foon as it does?
It means a bad witch.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You just replace the W with a B.
Uh-huh.
We're normally very nice pinglets, but we're very angry at
the witches.
At the witch attack, so we've been calling them bitches.
That's not uncommon for the word bad to be put in front of something and for them to be put together. Many of the patrons of the Vermilion Minotaur here have started saying Bad Arnie, and that's been shortened to Barney.
Oh, no.
Yeah, everyone calls you Barney.
They're behind your back. Don't let them know I told you.
All right. Fair enough. So the witches are after you. How can we contribute to this fund to help out the pinglets?
It's called Save the Pinglets.
Mm-hmm. That's a perfect name for that. You know what you're getting into.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Perfect.
Thank you. Yeah, so...
Perfect. I don't know about perfect. I don't know what I'm saying.
Usador.
You can mail any type of support that you'd like to give. We love food, jewels, coins, anything like that that might help us get to the city. Maps. It took me a long time to find this little town here.
Sure. Yeah. I have a question for you, Tanakin. So your plan is to get the pinglets to Hog's Face.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel like you'll be safer here amongst more people?
Yeah, so far everyone's been super nice.
Okay. If I saw a witch coming into Hog's Face, I would certainly defeat it in a bit of magical battle. Okay. A witch is far lower on the magical spectrum than a true wizard.
I just gotta say that if you guys taste as delicious as you're suggesting, that maybe you want to stay away from people in general as much as possible?
I believe in the inherent goodness of all people.
I don't believe in the inherent goodness of the people at this table.
Yeah, because you've looked at a fucking mirror.
How dare you?
Hey, whoa, Bunt, hold on.
You're being a Barney.
All right.
Be Arnie. Come on. Fight the good fight. Yeah, this little pinglet here should be able to do what she wants. She should be able to, this little pinglet should be able to go to the market, you know? This little pinglet shouldn't have to go, you know, wee, 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 all the way back to her home.
What was, like, What does that mean? Go wee 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 all the way home.
It's like the noise I think they make. Is that the
oh,
noise?
Oh yeah, when we fly. You
yeah.
want?
Yeah, let's
they're excited.
I'll do a little. Happy, I'll do a little trip around the tavern.
Yeah, that's great.
They will do that all the way home.
All the way home.
It's what helps keep them afloat.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Are you hungry? Would you like some roast beef?
Roast beef.
Or this little penguin will have none?
What? I'll have none, please.
Okay.
I don't get what you're...
People on Earth. You don't. You think what you said made sense, but
I'm just
what
talking.
I said...
I don't know what you're
okay.
doing. You
right.
seem to have an agenda.
No, well...
Well, I don't know what roast beef is, which is the reason I declined. Perhaps I should be more adventurous.
Are you a vegetarian? Do you...
Yeah, what do pinglets eat?
Pinglets mostly eat dandelions.
Aww.
Dandelion. Wild weeds. Despicable plant. The lowest of the flowers. They never speak at all. You need not speak to it for 20 minutes, for you know it is not sentient. Disgusting plant. Wasted vegetable. Eat all the dandelions you wish. There's nothing I hate more than a dandelion.
Usador, are you okay? You're really
what
worked
do you mean?
Up. You're really extra worked up today, I
am
feel
I?
Like. A little bit.
All right. Well, maybe I need a drink. I'll be right back.
You're really angry about dandelions.
Well, dare you tell me I am angry about dandelions? Have you ever seen a more disgusting weed in all of your days?
I just don't. I don't feel like another drink is going to make things better.
Don't worry. I know what I'm doing.
No, no. You know what? Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. We'll talk. We'll learn a little bit more about Tanakin.
I know my own limits.
This is Otak Barleyfoot, proprietor of the Vermilion Minotaur, here to give you your Rumor of the Week. Rumor has it that a necromancer has moved into the old Cranback place. So, look out, ladies. That's our Rumor of the Week. For another rumor, please come on down to the Vermilion Minotaur, purchase yourself a mead or an ale or any other fine beverage, and you will receive a rumor with it. Vermilion Minotaur, on the King's Road. At the base of McShingleshane Forest.
You'll have to excuse Usador. He's just PMSing.
What is that? What does that mean here?
It's something. It's wizards. Every once in a while, they'll have powerful magic seething, so they just kind of like get in a rage.
Powerful magic seething.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What are you talking about? Here?
Nothing.
Oh.
I'm starting to get a little bit scared.
No,
right?
I think you've
She's
been a
She's trembling.
Delight.
Look
please,
at her. Here, let me put another blanket on you.
Oh, he's late. Stress
is
serious.
So many blankets.
Thank you. Oh, I feel so much better. Little pinglet and my little blanket.
Oops,
my.
I left a toothpick in that one. I'm so sorry.
Oh.
My apologies, Tanakin. You have been a delightful guest and are a lovely being, and I would love to help you in your quest to save your brethren and your sisterhood. And here, this is my donation from my pouch. I reach in
here
and
comes,
I give you a rock.
Oh, wow. So heavy.
Hold that rock. Push it with your little snout and make a wish.
Oh, all right. Hold it and push it.
Yes, sort of put it
it's
all
kind of a multitasking
yeah.
So
yeah.
magical I'm holding item. It. I'm pushing it. Pushing it. Holding it. Do I say my wish out loud?
No, do not say the wish aloud, or it will not come true.
Mm. Oh, right.
Also, it will not come true.
Shut up.
You said it.
I said shut up.
Okay.
Ah.
Do you know what I'm going through right now?
Oh.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Oh. Please make your wish.
Okay.
Ooh, I can tell it was something good.
I don't know yet. Time will tell.
I really want to ask what her
really
wish is.
I really wish you hadn't told her not to tell us what her wish is.
Well, it won't come true if she says it aloud, but I also am curious.
Do you have any, because I'd love to help you find a job, or, I also run a talent night, so do you have any talents, or do you have anything you could do for work?
Well, like I said, I love to dance.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you mind showing us how you dance?
Oh, yeah, not at all,
not
at all.
Why don't you just get up on the table? I'll put you up on the
table
here.
Can you unwrap my,
my
blankets?
Off.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
I'd love to dance with you, but these robes, I'm a little bloated right now.
Here, why don't you stand up on two legs, and I'm just going to put this blanket around you like a little skirt.
Great. Oh, how fancy. Swish, swish.
Wonderful.
Let's just have you dance, pinglet, dance. Dance, pinglet, dance. Dance, pinglet, dance. Dance, pinglet, dance. Which pinglet? The pinglet with the power.
Oh,
yeah.
Wonderful.
That was
wonderful.
Great.
That was amazing.
Oh, do you think I could have another half a dew drop?
Yeah.
Bartender, a drop of dew on a leaf, please. And six ales.
Six ales?
Two are for you. Hmm. And Chunt.
Thank you.
So, Pinglet, do you have any aspirations, like, in the city? Like, is there anything you want to do for work, or...
Yeah, I am definitely looking for work. I need to send money back home, so I'd like to try and get into,
Sorry. Oh. I'm just drinking.
Maybe be a choreographer or, you know, something in the dance world.
Sure.
Kind of where I feel the most comfortable.
Yeah, we just saw that was amazing.
Eventually, maybe putting up my own production, maybe like a... kind of a competition that happens in reality, perhaps.
Okay.
Like a reality competition.
Ooh. Oh, really?
Uh-huh, yeah. That everybody can partake in if they're, if they enjoy dancing, you know, maybe just have pit people against each other to
that
do jigs.
Amazing. Yeah, in Foon, a lot of competitions happen in people's minds. It's kind of fantastical. Like, people make spells where they're competing, but it's not. It's they're just kind of sitting on their chair, you know?
Huh.
So. You should be familiar with that.
Well,
at least the last part.
Yeah, I do sit on this chair a lot. Yeah.
So that would be great to have a reality.
Like a real competition.
Yeah, a real
competition.
Yeah.
Something that...
Make a bit of a show. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then if people didn't want to dance, maybe they could cast their vote for the best dancer.
Oh, let's come up with a
name?
Maybe a title like, hey, you want to dance? Hey.
Mm, yeah.
Dance partner? Dancy.
Show us your skills at dancing or die in a fiery pit of death.
How about Ping Let's Dance?
Oh, I like it.
That's
Ping Let's Dance.
Clever,
yeah.
What a clever turn of phrase.
Yeah.
You use the last part of what she is to become a part of the sentence you were forming.
Yeah.
That was wonderful.
Yeah, it's sort of a portmanteau. Maybe not. I don't know.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Perhaps the three of you could be my first guests on the show.
Hey, you know what? I've never seen Chunt dance.
I've never seen you dance. Yo, you want me to get up on a table?
Get up on the table.
There you go. Hold on. Hey, stop clapping.
Let me put
Gorgeous down. Let me put Gorgeous down.
Look at it screen.
And let me just, can you hand me that cardboard that's behind you?
Oh, yes, of course.
I'm gonna put this
go.
Cardboard down here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to do a little dancing here. Here we go.
Okay. Whoa.
Oh, my.
So staccato.
Wow, I really...
spin.
Woo. I wish we had video of this.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That was incredible. Chad, wonderful.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Now let's have you get up on the table.
Now it's
dance.
Usador's turn.
No, Marty, you pop up on the table.
Oh, I don't know if the table can handle that.
Oh, boy. How about here? I'll dance in my chair. I won't get up on the table. This is kind of how I dance in my world. It's usually in my car and just sort of listen to the radio. And my arms are at the...
To the what?
Okay.
Listening to...
Sing a song you would maybe sing. That's the kind of music that is
This
on
is
Earth?
Almost identical to the music that you just did.
Yeah, that's my favorite song. What's your favorite song? Be original, one man.
We like the same music.
Yeah.
And then I would just have my hands on the wheel at the sort of 10 and 2 and just kind of like move my shoulders a little bit.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just dancing.
It looks like you're having a stroke.
No, that's my dance.
Next.
Oh,
you said I.
Prepare to be amazed.
Whoa, laser!
Oh. Oh, my eyes! My eyes!
Whoa!
Wow.
Fireworks.
Whoa! It's like a Pink Floyd concert. There's like a flying pig and everything.
Oh, that's incredible.
What's Pink Floyd?
Pink Floyd? Oh, it's,
You okay, Isidore?
Well, yes, I'm fine. I'm fine.
You've had a lot to drink.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't had enough to drink.
Oh, Isidore.
You know, I'm kind of curious about what these ales taste like. Maybe I could have a little sip?
Yeah, here, mine. Did you get mine with raspberry?
Of course.
Here you go. Just have a little sip of that. We'll just put your... make a little trough for you. Oh, I listen to you drink all day.
Aww.
How do you feel?
Whoa.
Oh, you fell over. Let's get you back up.
Oh, that's delicious.
He's getting her drunk.
Oh, I don't think I'll have any more.
Okay.
But that was delicious.
Yeah,
wow.
You know, you should probably take it easy. In all things in the big city, mm-hmm. I just want to... Look, I don't want to be pessimistic or anything. I'm just suggesting caution when you're in the big city.
Okay.
These are words of wisdom that Arnold speaks to you now. For one must be careful in the city when there are dangers around every corner. Agents of the Dark Lord looming with their yellow eyes staring out at you from between fences and bits of grass where they're hiding low down. Sometimes they're like crouched behind there, and you're like, there's yellow eyes down low. Yeah.
There's a lot of sneaky bitches out there.
Yeah, you really? Gotta watch out.
Well, so far, everybody I've met has seemed really nice. I'm not too worried.
Have you met Mundle the Grundle?
Can't say that I have.
Well, watch out.
Is Tanikin a family name?
Mm-hmm. Most of the women in my family are named Tanikin.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does it mean anything?
You know, I have no idea.
It's very honest of you.
Yeah.
So your mother's name is Tanikin.
Yes, my mother's name is Tanikin, all my sisters, and then if you're born a male in my family, your name is Balthazar.
Oh, wow.
So if your mom is like, Tanikin, come here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who comes?
Do all the women in the family?
Well, you can just tell by context clues.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're trying to be more specific, like if you're out flying in the sky, mm-hmm, someone would be like, mm-hmm, Tanikin Skywalker, get in here. That's just, Earth people are loving it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, no, yeah. If one of us is flying, perhaps that would be, we would know.
You don't have to do anything.
I'm just being nice.
Okay.
Don't bother.
Well, Pinglet, thank you so much for joining us. I'm really excited. I hope that you can do some good and help all of your Pinglet brethren and sisters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you so much for having me. And again, if you'd like to donate any goods to Save the Pinglets, you can send them my way. You can send them via carrier birds, or you can also shoot them out of magic cannons.
Wow. How does a magic cannon work? Like, if someone puts money in a magic cannon, will it just find its way to you?
You just let it know the destination, and it'll find where you want to send your object.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
Also, I talked to my, I ran over my friend Pizza Skull is sitting in the back there. He's the giant skull in the back.
Oh.
And he said that if you need to, you can stay inside his eye socket for as long as you need.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, so you got a place?
That's so nice. Thank you. I'll have to maybe put a blanket in there or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sean, have you gotten any emails lately?
You bet your ass I have.
Oh, wow.
Let's see here. These are emails to chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with six T's. This one is from Jerry Fox here. Hi, Chunt. Hey, Usador. You guys rock. Arnie's okay, too, I guess. I like this guy's awesome. I just wanted you guys to know you're awesome and cool. And whenever Arnie claims that Earth is loving this after one of his weak-ass references,
I'm always right.
He's lying.
Aww.
Good luck on your cooking endeavor. Love, Jerry Fox. P.S.
I knew it.
P.S. I wish I could sex you up, Chunt, but my last name doesn't mean anything. I'm not a real fox. I just had strange ancestors. Do the Chuntle Shuffle, Chunt, please.
Wow. It's quite a long P.S. He threw a lot of, like, an email's worth of stuff in there.
What's a Chuntle Shuffle?
I don't know. I mean, I dance. I did a little
Sounds like a dance move to me.
I'll have to start calling what I did a Chuntle Shuffle.
I will say the people on Earth ain't loving it. Take that, Jerry Fox.
Nice one. And then I have another email here from Ariel Abrahams. Ariel says, Hi, Chunt. You are so cool. Do you DJ? Can you DJ my bar mitzvah? Can you DJ my bar mitzvah? What's up?
So that's a lot to explain. So basically...
May I handle this one, Arnold?
Sure, please.
I believe you're mispronouncing bar mitzvah.
Oh, bar mitzvah. We have Jews and Foon.
Yeah, that's right. There are Jews and Foon.
So what is a D?
What is a DJ?
Well,
part?
A DJ is a disc jockey. What that means is they play music off of these sort of wax cylinders, and basically they just entertain.
They ride wax cylinders.
No, they play them.
You said jockey.
No, they, oh God.
Ariel, I will say I can entertain. Yeah, I can entertain.
Yeah.
Let me know when and where, and I'll be there.
Great. So I've also gotten a few emails. As always, you can send emails to me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It is a real email address. Again, I get numerous emails simply asking if it's real. It is. I can't respond to all of them, but just trust me.
Great.
Is
that all
real.
Your emails then?
No, but here. Okay, so here's one. Hello, Arnie. This is a question for Usador and Chunt.
Oh.
Wonderful.
In the full name of Usador, the part that Arnie always pronounces as Hoobastank, it says Zonin and Hoogstanges? Now there are two Earth words, more specifically from the Kingdom of the Netherlands. Is it safe to assume that dwarves speak the Earth language of Dutch? If so, how did that language reach them? Greetings from the Kingdom of the Netherlands, Dave Martinez. And there's no name that sounds more Dutch than Dave Martinez.
I'll have to take your word for that. I'm not familiar with the Dutch people or their language. Zonen and Hoogstanges, as far as I know, a dwarven word. Hoogstanges means scraper of the bottom of the river.
Oh, that's right. That is true. That is true. And I'm sorry, Dave, I just have to take your word for it. That it sounds like two Dutch words. Although, yeah, write in and let us know exactly what those two Dutch words mean. All right, here's another email. Every time I hear your theme, I keep thinking you should intersperse clips from the show into it like Serial or Black Tapes does. Like Pipes, Pipes, Chunt, Well, I Had Sex with a Spider, Beat, Pipes, Pipes, Usador, We Must Defeat the Dark Lord, Pipes, Pipes, Beat, Flower. I don't know, it just feels good to get drunk. I'm paraphrasing, and I'm a little tipsy right now, but I think you get the point. So I guess he wants us, or he or she wants us to add little, have us talking during the music. Although not me.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't understand most of that email.
So I think that during the music, they want Chunt. The Chunt, they want you to say, "Well, I had sex with the spider." But do you want to say that now?
No, because that was years ago.
Okay, fair enough. And you, sir, would say, We must defeat the Dark Lord.
Well, but that's true.
All right, and then Flower would say, I don't know where Flower is
right
now.
What can Pinglet say?
Well, Pinglet isn't necessarily going to be here next week.
Well, let's have her say something.
All right, look, we'll talk. Well, Pinglet, what would you want to say?
I love to dance.
That's See? Pretty good. That is a pretty good one.
That's great.
Pinglet, are you going to be around Hog's Face for a while?
I hope so. I've got so much more of this place to explore.
That's fantastic. Well, all right, how about this? Next week, during the opening theme, we'll try to do some kind of audio clips.
What if I say something that's typically Usador, like, Wubba Wubba Baby!
Wubba Wubba Baby?
They're like those things I say all the time.
Okay, sure, fair enough. Yeah, all right.
Oh, look, Pinglet's flying around the room.
That is my favorite thing to hear, actually.
Oh, it's too much mead!
Well, one thing we can be certain of. No, oh, with the pain, I can't find new ways to tell the listeners this podcast isn't real. Greg, I need you. You have to help spread misinformation and throw in something about Usador's lackluster performance.
So none of that was real, right? It was all made up, and I'm not just saying that at the request of a dying quasi-human that kind of scares me. Usador the Wizard was portrayed by Matt Young. If you'd like to see him to prove that he is real and this podcast is not real, please visit shortoftheweek.com and search for Speed Dating. Speed Dating is a short animated film that features Mr. Young and is directed by Emmy Award-winning filmmaker Megan Artez. Oh, good job, Megan. Chunt was played by Adil Rafai. He doesn't say that he was in anything Emmy-nominated yet.
Ouchie.
Tanakin the Pinglet was played by special guest Sarah Finow. Oh. Sarah and Adil perform regularly together in the improv group Revolver at Chicago's IO Theater. Chicago, also my home. Otak Barleyfoot was played by Nick Baer. Produced by Evan Jacover, Ryan DiGiorgi, and Arnie Niekamp. Edited by Chris Rathjen. Mention one or two of the following. Go to Twitter, go to Facebook, Magic Tavern is there. We also have shirts on the website.
Sometimes
everything you've been listening to was sponsored by The Party Game, Utter Nonsense, available at Target stores nationwide. Ooh. And all of that was facilitated by the Chicago Podcast Co-op, which you can learn more about at chicagopodcastcoop.com. I gotta get his unguents. Bye.
Death Rattle.